It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Welcome to Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network Podcast 1 and GolfDMVPodcast.com. Hey, I'm Claude. You can get in contact with us through various ways. I mean, there's email. Just shoot us an email at GolfDMVPodcast@gmail.com. Then there's Instagram. By the way, on Instagram, you can see a funny video. The video from last week's show when I mentioned Brant Snedeker at TPC Potomac hitting with my 7-iron on a par 17. And he hooks it right into the water. Now, I'm left-handed. He's right-handed. I just wanted to see if a pro could hit my club. And he hit it, but he hit it right into the water, which I do all the time. So, I mean, I'm not knocking Brent or judging him. But the point is, you can see it on our Instagram. Just search Golf DMV Podcast. On Twitter, follow us, Golf DMV 1. Facebook, just search Golf DMV. So we've got a ton of shows coming up after Labor Day. Lots of reviews to do. We've got to review renditions. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss our review on renditions, because ever since we went radio, we started getting soft on courses. We're coming back hard, and we're coming for renditions. But that's coming up in a few weeks. But then also PB Dye, we just played there recently. We got to review that. LB and Vern played Laytonsville. We'll get a review on that. My wife, Sierra, is, I won't say getting into golf. I'll just say that she played two rounds this past month, and we'll get her review on some golf. And also our son, Manny, played with us. He's six. Well, he's always got something to say, and so I'll try to get them to come on the show and check in about, you know, beginner stuff and how they're liking the game in a few episodes coming up. But right now, a special feature. Got a chance to hang out with Marcus Johnson. He's a jazz musician and a fellow golf addict. Vern actually played golf with Marcus Johnson earlier this year at Lake Presidential. He had a good time with Marcus and one of his buddies. Now, he had this event at Copper Canyon restaurant, the one in Largo, Maryland, in PG County, and we caught up with him there after his event. So take a listen.
We're here at Copper Canyon in Largo, one of my wife's favorite spots, by the way. She loves the vibe out here. We've got Marcus Johnson, jazz artist extraordinaire. Got a great event going on. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us at Golf DMV.
Thanks for having me, man.
So explain a little bit about this event happening right here at Copper Canyon.
Well, right now what we're doing is a special event for the Woodfire Club, which is the loyalty group for Copper Canyon and Blue Ridge Restaurant Group.
Okay.
So with Woodfire, they have special events once a month or so. And this particular month, it kind of aligned perfectly with the introduction of my wine brand, Flo, into and onto the Copper Canyon wine list.
Sweet.
As well as my new CD coming out.
Right. Nice.
So I was like, well, let's knock it all out at once. Let's have a CD release party. I'll perform, and we'll come up with a tasting menu that includes Flo. And we aligned it with some special, actually, courses. I mean, they don't have the Oyster Christopher on the menu, which should be on here.
Right.
It was incredible. It was incredible, man.
Okay. Nice, nice. Yeah. So talk a little bit about the new album.
Well, it's called Ballads in My Voice. And it's kind of the manifestation that 2018 was a rough year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I use my keyboards as my keyboard pulpit, mm-hmm. to travel around the world and kind of spread the word about the fact that we're all just humans here. That's trying right. to figure it out and make right. a difference and have a little bit of fun. And so 2018, I buried a very young friend of mine, 38-year-old friend, from an asthma attack.
Wow.
I was on the outs with my girl. Mm-hmm. Business was a little crazy. And honestly, I just lost my direction.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty straight and knew what I wanted to do through, you know, my 30s. You know, I had a kid. I'm not married. You know, those kind of things. And for a super kid, you know, I'm Marcus Johnson, the young Georgetown JD MBA superstar business guy and musician.
Right, right.
You know, and to do some things outside of the lines. After a while, you know, and you're running, if you don't take time to maintain yourself and let go, it catches up to you.
Right.
And I was not letting go, like I tell people to do on my book or my TED Talks or whatever.
Right.
So in the end of December, I reached a low point and ended up in an ER in a hospital in Atlanta.
Oh, no.
Well, I knew I was good when the doctor came up to me laughing. And I was like, uh-oh, that means it's all in my head.
Right.
And she basically came up and was like, when was the last time you took a vacation?
Wow.
She's like, you're one of the healthiest 47-year-olds that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, but for you to be here right now, it has to be an issue, mm-hmm. of, you know, mental, challenges and the fact that I was not maintaining myself, getting enough rest.
Wow.
And so I dove deep, looked up to God, said, it's your turn. This is too big for me. And what do I need to do? And the response back was, well, that what you just asked me was the first step, knowing that it's not you,
right,
and letting go.
Right.
And so from there, you know, a lot of therapy. And my parents are therapists, so it's not taboo in my family. So
nice.
I'm a psychologist in the family. So got that done, did a lot of reading, and, man, just realized that I was holding on to the idea of it being all about me, and it really isn't. The center is not me. The center is helping to build God's kingdom. And when you do that, man, you can do amazing things.
Wow.
And it took me a while. It took me to go through that process to figure out that that is my voice.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, man, because, you know, so many times, you know, life is funny and it takes us through different, you know, hills and valleys and twists and turns to kind of find, all right, this is what everything's kind of all about, you know, and, you know, whether it's, you know, with the music and, you know, this is the Golf DMV show, you know, whether it's golf or whatever, people kind of find their center. So now that you've kind of found it, talk about the difference that it makes. Like, okay, I kind of found what this whole thing is all about and the difference that it's made since finding it.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, now I'm listening more to the signs where I feel stress coming on and I know I need to go take a nap, or I know I need to, I'm dehydrated and I need to get some water.
Right.
Or I need to go talk to a brother, you know, and I think especially, you know, we're sitting here as four African-American men. The thing that we don't do is talk about issues like this.
No.
We talk about, you know, how good it is and how, oh, man, I'm hanging, you know. Work is hard, but I'm out here doing what I do. And very rarely do you have your friends come up and tell you, look, I feel like I don't know what I'm going to do, and I have lost my way, and can you help?
Yeah,
right.
And I think that if we set up a paradigm that allowed for brothers to actually do that, we'd be in a much better position. Not only that, you know, not just with your mental health, but things like business. Hey, I have the chance at a $10 million deal. I don't know what I'm doing. Do you know somebody that does?
Right.
Hey, I have a $50 or $100 million deal, you know, and knowing that, you know, there are people who are doing it. If you don't know, sometimes you even feel like an imposter.
Right.
And I think a lot of us as African Americans are walking around here successful, feeling like we're imposters in the room because of the way people are not used to seeing us. So we're looking at ourselves through their eyes instead of looking at ourselves through God's eyes.
Right.
So when you understand that it's not about you and them anyway, it's about what you're doing for a greater cause, and your center is outside of yourself. Man, you give that stuff up to God, and it looks like you're walking on water.
Nice, nice. Now, one question I had, man, is, you know, we're here at Copper Canyon Largo. Folks can hear the background noise. Lots of love for you in the room. As a musician who, I mean, you know, you get direct feedback. You know, when people like what you got, they like what you got.
Yeah.
If they don't, they don't. How does it feel, man, just kind of receiving that instant feedback, that love, that, okay, this message that I'm putting out, this art that I've been working on, is connecting with people?
It is beyond gratifying. It can be intoxicating if you don't, you know, watch
it.
Where,
because the feedback is not always, you know, the
positive
answer to.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, it's not always an indicator that your work is good. It's just one indicator, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And the whole idea of believing the hype, and I think that it's very important to stay as humble as possible, yet be as grateful as possible.
Right.
And when it's great, I mean, there are out-of-body experiences that I get all the time. And lately, especially now that I'm just having fun again, man, you know, I played for 30,000 people on Sunday.
Nice.
And in Los Angeles. And so, you know, you do that and they're screaming.
Wow.
Or 20,000 in Silver Spring the day before.
Yeah, the Jazz Fest.
At the Silver Spring Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
And you see people getting up and you have thousands of people who give you a standing ovation. Or now that I do, we have In the Air tonight. I did a cover of the Phil Collins tune and they have their lighters in the air. You know, the phones with the flashlight in the air. It really can be an out-of-body experience. And so then you have to turn that into gratitude. And
nice.
I'm just thankful, man, that, you know, I put the work in and, you know, 20 CDs into this thing. And now I'm seeing some of the benefits.
Wow. And, you know, we got the Flow Wine situation going on. And I believe there was an event, Lake Presidential Flow on the Fairways, with our buddy Desiree Walker from Road to Park.
Right, right.
Talk a little bit about the wine brand.
It goes along with the experience and the lifestyle. You know, our tagline right now is flow is the part of your lifestyle that you want. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know,
the part of your lifestyle you want.
Yeah, I mean, because it's the aspirational component of, you know, are you sitting down at the 19th hole, looking out over Lake Presidential's Island, you know, and looking at the lake as the sun sets. Or, you know, I'm a member of Woodmore, sitting at the 19th hole, looking out over the 18th green and fairway watching the sunset to the west. You know, are you enjoying the lives and your life? And FLOW is an acronym that means for the love of. So it's part of the bigger branding, FLOW Music, FLOW Wine, the book FLOW, Catch the FLOW, the radio station I have on, a radio show I have on NPR. And, you know, it's just, again, man, flow is that thing, that part of the lifestyle that you want when you know that you are okay.
It's Golf DMV, 1500 AM, Federal News Network, Podcast One, and also golfdmvpodcast.com. We're here at Copper Canyon in Largo, Maryland, with Marcus Johnson, man, Flow Wine, Flow in the Fairways. Check out the new project. The new project, what's the name of it?
It's called Ballads in My Voice.
It's called Ballads in My Voice. Please be sure to check it out. And, you know, when, again, this is Golf DMV, and so we want to talk a little bit of golf. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? And so you love playing the game.
Right.
You mentioned you're a member at Woodmore, and so when you're in the DMV, what are some of your favorite courses to play?
Man, so I also have an unlimited membership over at Montgomery County.
See, that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I play Hampshire Greens as much as I can.
Okay. We were just there 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite Montgomery County courses.
Oh, yes. It is. I mean, the thing about it is it's so narrow, and it makes you pay.
Yeah.
You know, Northwest, you have to pull out your clubs, right? You have to pull out your long ball, but like you can get through it with some, you know, some decent iron shots, right?
Sure. Right.
Man, Hampshire Greens, if you mess up, it's
gone.
It's done.
It's in the woods. It's
dry woods. And count two.
Right. No, absolutely.
You know, do not pass go. So I love that course. And then, you know, Little Bennett's great.
There you go. That's my course.
We woke up.
Yeah, like new, like Hampshire Greens, it is tough.
Yes.
But I'll play it anytime anybody wants to play. Bennett, I've got to get in the mood.
You got to think about
it. Yeah. And I prepare heavily for
it's
Bennett.
It's so tough.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many blind shots, and it's just long.
But still such a nice course to play.
It's a beautiful course. It's a great course.
A couple of fairways, split fairways. Par four. And you know the bad or good thing about Bennett is like your first shot is like are you ready?
Right. Hole number one's a monster.
If you're trying to hit from the blues and you're not hitting a 220 plus consistently off the tee, you might as well just walk on up to the whites and call it a day.
Right.
Which is where they normally play from.
Okay.
I'm from the whites.
I heard that. Ooh, what was that fly to ride? A little hate over there. I watch out for that one.
Nice.
Little Bennett. And then the coming home hole, I mean, 18.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love Lake Presidential, too. I mean, it's looking really good this year. Honestly, Woodmore is the best it's been in the past few years.
Yeah,
it was like Lake Prez went down. Woodmore, you know, it was like the crown jewel of the county for a second there, and then they kind of went down for a while. But they're back now.
Yes.
I don't think I played there this year at all.
Yeah, man, they're back.
Okay, never been.
Neither have I.
Never been, and I want to go.
There are a couple of buddies who are up our
Hold on. You know we're supposed to play this morning.
We know all about that.
There are a couple of buddies.
We have to schedule it in advance.
Well, there are a few members of ours who've been on the show. Lamar Barnes is a member there. Tari Cash, who is the owner of City Swing, who's a member there as well. And I've been there a few times. I think it's been a while since LB's been there.
I went there for a party. I didn't get to play golf.
And Vern's never been
there.
I'm the one who's had the pleasure of playing the course. It's a really nice course, and seeing how it's back is definitely a great deal. So when it comes to your music career and golf, are there any similarities you see in
Well, I think golf is a micro perspective on life.
It's an equalizer.
Really?
I mean,
yes.
Literally.
How so?
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things you have to prepare before you get there.
Okay.
What kind of day you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to warm up. Because, you know, if you don't warm up, your first nine holes are the 50 shots that you would have had on the range.
That's true.
And a lot of people discount that. You know, going into a networking meeting and, you know, not knowing who you want to meet
right.
and what you're going to say to them.
Right.
If you don't know that, then you are going to fail.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you got to do your homework.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when you do your homework and then you warm up and you're prepared,
right.
it gets you ready, right? How am I going to hold my club, this, that, and the other? This is how I'm mm-hmm. feeling today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I won't say this. I'm mm-hmm. not ready for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is then you put your tee down and you hit your first shot. And not letting that first shot determine how the rest of your day is going to go.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
And, you know,
easier
with me,
said than done.
I mean, it's just like the first song when you go out somewhere and you like you hit that ending note and
right.
you're like, okay, they're about to let me know whether they really dug it or they didn't. And sometimes right. they don't yell and they dug it. And sometimes they did yell and it's kind of a downhill road from there.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's the whole idea of what's your next shot.
Right.
And then
right.
what's your next hole.
Right.
And mm-hmm. what I try absolutely not to do on the golf course is to say, God, that was a great hole. I just say, I enjoyed that.
Okay.
Because as soon as I'm like, right. what can I do next?
Right.
Oh, you can hit the ball to the left.
Exactly.
Or you can, hook it,
in the woods.
You can hook it to the right.
Right. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
But if you concentrate on, okay, what's my routine?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's very much those who are successful in life have a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are successful in golf have a routine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you break the routine or don't have one,
routine.
That is when your golf game is all over the place.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going.
When you look at somebody like a Brooks Koepka or even, you know, Tiger at his height, mm-hmm. even now, I mean, he has a routine,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he doesn't play as much as he did. Like, when he was playing, he won the Masters.
Right.
Still. Right.
Yeah.
He knows how
That's
to.
True.
He knows what mm-hmm. to do. It is a matter of that consistency. It is a matter of routine, being routine consistently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that with excellence, you can't help but be successful.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you work on each shot and you work on making each shot the best, you don't have to worry about your score.
Right.
It's going to be the best that you can
right.
have.
Right. It'll take care of itself.
Same thing in music. If I worry about playing every note and having fun with it,
right.
which is the other thing, having fun with golf,
mm-hmm.
so many people are like, wow, I had a crappy day. And you're like, okay, so you run a multi-million-dollar company, and you haven't played golf in 2 weeks.
Right.
What did you expect?
Right. Right? Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, there's so many buddies we play with who, like,
right.
are just cursing themselves out. And it's like, you literally play golf 4 times a year.
Yeah, right,
like,
exactly.
Right.
And don't practice.
Right.
And
exactly.
don't practice.
Exactly.
His name is Rick McCormick. And then he comes out and can't understand why he's hitting into the woods.
Just called you
out.
Yeah,
I did. Because he's my boy. I can do that.
Yeah. Rick McCormick.
That's Rick. Yeah, I'm about to write a song called Rick McCormick.
It's Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network, golfdmvpodcast.com, and on Podcast One. We're here with Marcus Johnson at Copper Canyon in Largo, Maryland. And, man, we don't want to hold you up too long. I'm going to do a rapid-fire kind of session here with you before my colleagues dive into some questions that they may have. So, number one, who do you listen to as far as musically when it's not your music? Who do you listen to?
Wow, I'm listening to this guy, Tom Misch, right now,
okay.
M-I-S-C-H. I listen to Pete Rock, Pete Strumentals.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a group called Blues Tab. I'm listening to the Jazzual Suspects.
Mm.
I listen to Brand New Heavies.
Yes.
There's a group called Lettuce.
Okay.
And, you know, groups like that, you know, because
nice.
I have to for my radio show.
Right.
Sure,
okay.
sure.
And by
sure.
the way, lately I've been listening to this cat Marcus Johnson just to, you know, keep it real. But, hey, this new CD is dope. This is the first time in a long time that I have listened to my CD. Like, it's on my rotation.
Huh.
Wow. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Gotta make sure. Listen, golf DMV folks.
I need one for the ride home then.
Golf DMV folks.
I got a 45-minute ride home.
All right.
Be sure to listen in. And so, okay, so you've got 18 holes to play, but you can only take 4 clubs with you. What are those 4 clubs?
Wow. 4 clubs would be my 4-iron.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My 7-iron.
Agreed.
Yep. My 56 and my putter.
Oh, okay. Wow. Also, the 4-iron's the driving club. Okay.
Uh-huh. I can hit my 4-iron pretty consistently, about 220.
Yeah.
210, nice. 220.
Yep, that's going to get you around.
Yeah, yeah, so if I can get there, I mean, you're looking at most most par fours are somewhere in the 400s.
400s, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, so you're halfway there.
So what I found is that if I can get my 210,
yeah,
and then I'm hitting my 7-iron 180-ish, you know, or so. Then I'm right out of the right off the green on most, or and maybe I can bounce it.
Just get on the green, yeah,
exactly.
And scramble.
So that sounds like you're not playing with us.
I mean, we played together, we did, you know, right. And that was a time where I was a little hurt and very tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, and when I pulled it.
Yeah, just ignore, I guess. Right. So, yeah.
So about that music list, 45 minute ride home. Hey man, Rick McCormick. Don't play over here, boy. I got you.
Yeah, he will. Hey, listen. Hey, I will say that when I got to play with him, it was a great experience. Yeah. Marcus is out there. I don't remember the gentleman's name. The shortage of. Out there, maybe another business associate, uh-huh, and they were giving each other the business. It was funny because I didn't know that they knew each other. And the first time he comes out and is like, "Hey man, you blankety blank," I was like, "Whoa,
wait, whoa,
good lord,
this is what we doing?"
And then they're like, "No, this is how we do it." So yeah, if you come out and play with us, play with Marcus, be prepared to give a good life.
A lot of talking going on.
Listen, yeah, we're gonna make sure. We're gonna let you know.
They, okay, they sure will.
So do you need some more off on that, like off woods?
Step on your dress.
Okay. I ain't mad at all. And so you got a dream foursome. It's you and three other people. Who would they be?
Wow, of course it's going to be Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I am liking, like, I like Rory, man.
Okay.
Really, mm-hmm, really like Rory. And my, the fourth, like, I go old school, and I would go.
No, Barack?
Yeah. You're talking about a foursome in golf, right?
Yeah. He play golf. I don't know how well he plays, but he plays.
He said old school, though. Who do you have in mind?
Anybody from the old school,
right,
that had to hit those raggedy clubs.
Right.
Yeah. Charlie Sifford?
The persimmon, yeah, persimmon woods.
Yeah, Charlie Sifford. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those guys that really, really, you know, that had, and especially imagine Charlie Sifford back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah, going through the South.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Him and Calvin Pete later on, and yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about some of your favorite courses in the DMV. One of your favorite courses outside the area.
Wow, man. Okay, so bye-bye, take care. So there's a politically correct answer and there's a politically incorrect answer.
Okay, really?
So the politically correct answer is Crandon or Miami?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I knew what you were talking
really
about.
Really nice. The public course on Miami Beach.
Right.
Okay. Or Key Biscayne. Absolutely incredible.
What's it called? Crandon?
Yes, Crandon. Golf at Key Biscayne.
Okay.
So incredible.
So now why is there a politically correct or incorrect answer?
Well, the politically incorrect answer is that I was nominated for an NAACP Image Award back in 2010 in Los Angeles. And the golf, but this was before he was president.
Oh, I got one of them too. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I ended up playing at Trump National and Pacific Palisades.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's right there.
Yeah. Right,
That is the night. That was the nicest course that I have ever played on. I mean, I played all over the place, but when you said it, that immediately popped up.
Right.
Wow.
That's fine.
It's
all
good. It's all good. It is what it is.
I played Doral before he owned it.
Yeah.
And I played the one he owns in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But that was before he was president.
Uh-huh.
I got, you know, that's
it's one of your favorite courses.
It was a nice course. It wasn't one of my favorite, but I feel bad for playing it now, knowing who he is.
Retroactively,
I don't think you've ever shared this on the show.
Yeah, well, in, you know, retrospect.
Hey, see, he had to get my shield. Marcus said, hey, Rick, I got your back again.
We want to hear that song, Rick McCormick, coming out in 2020.
Yeah, man.
When did you know you were going to be a professional musician? Like, how soon were you like, hey, I'm better than most of the other people doing this? That's not a self-involved. I mean, you know,
I don't know if I said that.
No, you didn't. I did.
All these cats do this, but I do this.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like, I mean, I play keys, but I don't play keys.
Right.
Exactly.
It was after my first year of law school. And I was clerking at MCA Universal.
Okay.
I was in the general counsel's office, and I was talking to my dad, and he's like, son, you know, the things that you're learning, you have that. He's like, what I'm noticing, though, is that you miss your music. And I missed my music. So the second summer, I had a chance to work at one of the top six companies at the time. There were six.
Right.
And I turned it down and put a business plan together, and my friends and family helped me to put out my first CD, Lessons in Love.
Wow.
And when I sold my first 500 in 2 weeks, mainly at Georgetown Law, friends and students that were buying it, caught it was the it was the study CD. Wink, wink. what you study and play. That's all I'm saying, but it was a study CD. That was when I was like, wow. And then I learned different ways to get on SoundScan. And by the time I realized that I was on in the top 15 out of my mother's basement, and I had a deal on, I hadn't graduated school yet, and I had a deal from Blue Note, from Wyndham Hill, from Mojazz, and GRP. I knew.
That's when you knew.
Right.
Yeah, like, well, I can do this.
Okay. This is it.
Yeah, that's bold. That's a bold step, too, from such a, like you said, JD, NBA, all that. Like, you're set. So to sort of step out of that, out of that role and to transition to that, that takes guts.
Okay, we got a few minutes left. LB, go right ahead.
Just a couple quick golf questions.
Okay.
I'm sure people want to know, because I'm curious now myself. What's your handicap?
Oh, it's not. It's got to be, what, like 14, 15?
Oh, he says like, oh.
That's great. That's great. I mean, way higher, way better than mine.
Yeah, you got me by a few points, so I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Have you been to Europe and played any like courses in Scotland, places like that yet?
I have not. But what I did do, I went to Africa and I played over there.
Oh wow.
And I played in Dakar, Senegal.
Okay.
Which would be kind of my third runner-up course, which was on the beach in a place called El Madi.
El Madi.
Which is where the Atlantic Ocean actually goes around Dakar.
Right.
Okay.
And around Senegal in Africa. There's a shipwreck in the shallow waters that's about 2 miles off the coast. But the water's so shallow that the water breaks for 2 miles. It breaks and breaks and breaks. Okay. So there's a perpetual mist with this sunken ship in a lighthouse. So for about four of the water holes, you get to see this off. And there's like in the sun setting to the west.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
One of the best views, sounds
what
like.
What do you want to do with that?
Exactly.
That sounds phenomenal.
Exactly. Yep.
Damn. Oh, goodness gracious. Wow. Listen, it's Golf DMV. This won't be the last time we have Marcus on the show.
No.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, for more information on you, the new album, Flow Wines, all things Flow, where can people go?
Two places. One, at MarcusJohnson360. That's all the Instagram, Facebook. And then at FlowWine360. And remember, Flow means for the love of, so it's F-L-O with no W. So FlowWine360, MarcusJohnson360. And you can always just Google Marcus Johnson. Or Marcus Johnson and Wine, and it'll take you there.
Marcus, so before we leave, I just want to say, my wife and I saw you last year at the Silver Spring Festival. Mm-hmm. You opened for Diane Reeves. Mm-hmm. We were one of the people standing when you finished your set. Man, it was outstanding.
Dude, I sincerely appreciate that.
All right, that's Marcus Johnson here on Golf DMV. Now, stay close, because after the top of the hour break for radio, we're going to have listener check-ins. We've got a ton of those listener check-ins, and we got to start playing them back for you. So stay close for that. This is Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network Podcast 1 and GolfDMVPodcast.com.
Hi, this is LB from Golf DMV. Have you thought about advertising your business? Well, consider us as your cost-effective advertising solution. We offer a variety of options and terms to meet your needs. Contact us at golfdmvpodcast.com for more information.
It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
All right, welcome back to Golf DMV on 1500 AM Federal News Network Podcast 1 and GolfDMVPodcast.com. I'm Claude Jennings. Again, you can email us, GolfDMVPodcast@gmail.com. All of our social information is up there, too, all the social media stuff. But for Instagram, it's GolfDMVPodcast, Twitter, GolfDMV1. And Facebook, just search Golf DMV. Again, we had a chance to catch up with Marcus Johnson, jazz musician and fellow golf addict at the Copper Canyon in Largo, Maryland. He had a great event there. If you missed any of it, you can check out the entire interview at GolfDMVPodcast.com. All right. We've got to get these listener course reviews in and rolling. We've got so many of them. Want to play a few of them for you on today's show. You know, number one, thank you, everybody, for sending them in. And again, just record on a regular voice app on your phone. Email it in to golfdmvpodcast@gmail.com, and we'd love to play him. So let's start with Glenn. He's a new golfer. You've probably heard us talk about him on the show a little bit. He's Vern's brother-in-law, so Vern introduced him to the game. He checked in with us when we were in studio. He gave us a call, so we plugged him in, and we recorded his review and a funny little story that he has about a round that he recently played at a Baltimore City course, I think. Let's check in with Glenn.
All right, guys, it's a Golf DMV, kind of a course review and grow the game check-in. We've got our guy Glenn here, who's just picked up playing the game. Vern, you got him into the game and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And so we played Walden, which we'll forget about that round.
Yes,
that was
will.
Trash. But we gave it a shot. We had to give it a shot.
We did, and it was good because he got to get in his one pain round where he had to question whether or not he was going to continue to play golf.
Right.
And thankfully, he stuck with it, and he still wants to play.
He stuck with it, still wants to play. And recently, Glenn, you played a round. Number one, welcome to the show. Now, where did you play recently?
I played down at Forest Park golf course in Baltimore City.
Oh, I know Forest Park.
Yeah, Forest Park. Okay, cool. What was so let's go ahead and rate the course. What did you think about the place?
So first couple courses I went out with Vern and the guys, like, they're real nice courses. So this is just a Baltimore City municipal course. So it couldn't compare to like Blue Match when he took us out the first time.
Right.
But I would out of 10, I would probably give it maybe a 5. What do you guys do? You guys do like an A, B, C type of thing, right?
Yeah. You can give it an A, B, or a C.
Yeah, I would probably give it maybe a C plus.
Okay, how do you grade it versus Walden?
Well, Walden wasn't the best either. Walden was kind of rough, so I would probably give Walden maybe a B minus, but Forest Park was probably a little below that.
Okay. Got it. Now, from what we understand, there was before we get into the possible dust up, what kind of shape is the course in?
When I was out there, the course was in fair shape. Some of the fairways were pretty rough. All of the greens, with the exception of like maybe two or three, were in pretty bad condition. Mm. A lot of pitch marks. It just wasn't well taken care of. A couple of the fairways, like there's like a drainage problem or something in a couple of them where there's like a lot of mud and whatnot. Just taking a golf cart through, golf cart might get stuck a little bit. So that's kind of what I experienced. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking to Glenn about that course. He can speak for himself about the vibe in the clubhouse though, where there's like a lot of older brothers in there playing dominoes and stuff.
It's more of a community center than a clubhouse, right?
Exactly. And then, we talk about Langston and East Potomac trying to restore those. So it would be nice if we could get some, as we grow the game or whatever, like Tari was talking about, Tari Cash from City Swing, get some resources put back into some of these courses that maybe historically only black people could play or that were in the cities, you know what I'm saying, the inner cities, not out in the country clubs or whatever.
Because
it'd probably be nicer than it is.
So, Glenn, did they have the, if I remember correctly, I think they've closed the driving range that was at Forest Park. Is it still there?
Oh, so they actually opened up a new one. It's a pretty small driving range, only a couple of stations, not very long.
Okay.
I think maybe 200 yards at that.
Okay.
Probably more about 50-175, to be honest. I was, I'm new to the game and I'm not a long hitter, and I was hitting some over the far net. So it's not that big, but no, it's brand new. They got some money from somewhere and rebuilt it up.
Okay, because I know where it used to be, they put a baseball field there.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's your game coming along, man?
it's coming. It's coming. I feel like, man, I have real great practice rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Chipping, I go out once or twice a week, practice some chipping and putting, and hit the range once a week, and they always go so well. But once I get out on a course to play like 9 or sometimes 18, it just doesn't go the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah. That's right. It's going to be like that for the next 8 to 12 years. To be honest with you,
actually, for the rest of your life. What are you talking about?
Is that all?
Yeah, you have nothing to look forward to. So there was a dust up going on. What happened? I heard you almost had to,
knuckle up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. So that was when I got to the golf course, that was like a juniors competition going on, so I couldn't play 18 like I wanted to, so I just played the back 9. And as I was about to tee off, some guys came from the 9th hole and just came straight to the 10th, group of 4 guys, and they said, I asked them if they wanted to play through. I knew it wasn't anybody behind them. I may be a little slower than them. They said, go ahead, if it's just you, we'll play in front of you. So I duffed the first tee shot with the 6-iron, and, the guys kind of started laughing, and I didn't really appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah, that's bad business.
Yeah. Come on.
So I'm going to take my second shot, and they're like, no, you need a driver. And me, it's my first swing of the day. I'm trying to, swing something I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a little annoyed, don't tell me how to play my game. Just let me take the tee shot and I'll move on. You get the tee box when I'm done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, we kept playing. An older black guy, real cool guy, I forget his name. He asked could he join me because he was playing behind them and they were kind of playing a little slow. So he was playing like two or three shots, getting some practice in. And I think we got to maybe like 16 or 17 and he was showing me some stuff on the greens, like some tips and whatnot. I appreciated it, but I saw the guys behind us waiting a little while. So the next hole, the guys pull up on him and say, hey, you guys are playing real slow, you know, speed it up. And he took offense to that. And, you know, it kind of blew up from there. It's a whole lot of MFs. Who are you? Not the marshal. You go find the marshal if you got a problem. And mm-hmm. it just escalated. So I don't know. I was a little turned off by the whole experience that day.
The joy of playing in the city.
Baltimore City golf, man. Good night. Oh, gosh.
It was pretty comical because at one point the guy, he's like, you know what? Now that you said something, I'm going to play an extra ball. I'm going to keep on waiting.
I love it. And these were the same guys who were playing behind you who were laughing at the first shot, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they deserve some. They deserve some smoke, man. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah, when he told me, I just started laughing. I was like, wow, he's ready to turn up. He
right.
Said, yeah, I told him, don't look at me and everything else. I mean,
oh. Right, the dude was playing with me. He was a big dude. I will say I felt very safe, you know, playing with him too.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah, big dude with all the mouth. Cool, man. Well, listen, we're going to make sure that the next time you get out, it's not at a Baltimore City. I shouldn't say that, but I mean, it's a shame that that's like what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, we'll get you out.
I've played that course before, but it's probably been 8 to 9, 10 years since I played it.
No, you want to go back?
No.
Okay. Because first of all, these dudes, like, it's when someone else is on the tee box and that part of your group, just play back and let them do what they do.
Exactly.
Number one. And number two, you know, you think somebody's playing slow, like you said, you then get the marshal, but you don't walk up and say, hey, you guys need to play faster. Like, what are you talking about? And half the time, we talked about this before with slow play, a lot of times people are playing faster than the pace. And you think because the group ahead of you is not playing as fast as you are that they're playing slow. Right. It's like, no, they're playing the pace. You're playing a little faster.
Right.
Right. And I'm guilty of that, too. There have been times where I feel like it's slow, and then we clock in at like 4 or 4:15, and I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is.
Because you play fast.
Yeah, I mean, y'all can be just putting at the same time. But right.
There we go. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for the check-in, man. We want to make sure we get around together, too. And the next time we get to play, so two things. The next time we get a chance to play, I'll make sure that it's a full 18 for me and not just 9, and we'll make sure we get LB out.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
Right. I'm looking forward to meeting you too, boss, man. Right on. You keep doing what you're doing, man. I love the podcast.
Appreciate it, my man. Thanks a lot, Glenn. Really appreciate it.
All right, man.
Yeah, man, you definitely have to be careful about who you play with because they may, you know, they may be a little impatient. And then you got to, you know, decide right then and there whether or not you're going to, you know, get into it and fight alongside your playing partner or whether you're going to move on and not get involved at all. All right. So let's move on. I had a chance to play with my buddy Lamar Barnes and his buddy Jamar Hawkins. I thought it was funny. Lamar and Jamar. So anyway, and they've been buddies for a long time. Jamar lives in Virginia. Came up to Enterprise, met me and Lamar, and we had a great time. Here's their thoughts on the course, our rounds, but also some courses that they like to play.
All right, folks. Yeah, so it's a Golf DMV check-in course review. We're at Enterprise Golf Course in Prince George's County, Maryland. It's part of the Parks and Recreation courses here. You know, we've played this course before, but I'm out here with two guys that I don't think I've ever played Enterprise with before. One who I've never even played golf with before. We got Lamar Barnes. Yeah, I know Lamar. He's a member at Woodmore. We've talked about him several times on the show. He's actually been on the show a couple times before as well. But also, we've got Jamar Hawkins out here from Virginia, right?
Correct. Norton, Virginia.
So, yeah, I know we've got DMV out here. So, just real quick, what's your thoughts on Enterprise? Is this your first time playing Enterprise?
Second time playing Enterprise. Okay.
So, what do you think about the course?
I think it's a great layout. They keep it in great condition for a public course. You know, the fairways were nice. You know, obviously it's been a little hot out lately, so I saw a couple of dry patches. But all in all, man, great course in great condition. So.
Absolutely. For a municipal course, Enterprise is always in great condition. And so being down there in Lorton, what are some of the courses you like playing down there? Because we've got to get down to some of the courses down there. We play a lot of the Montgomery County courses, some of the PG courses. We play a lot of the courses close to D.C. But out there are some great courses. What are some of your favorite ones?
So my favorite one is Potomac Shores. That's in Dumfries, Virginia. You got to play Potomac Shores, hands down. Jack Nicklaus design, beautiful course. Besides that, you got Lower Hills. Lower Hills, another great track. So those are probably two of my top top two in his area that I enjoy playing. So
sweet. Yeah. Now, two things about today's round that we got to talk about. Number one, we've got this. It's not even really a debate. We just got this difference on the show where Vernon and myself, we don't mind music on the golf course. LB doesn't. He doesn't like it at all. You had the music blasting, man. We had a lot of fun. So you don't mind the music on the course?
Oh no, I love it, man. I started doing it a couple of years ago, and this made my round a lot funner, more relaxed. Yeah, yeah. My scores have gotten better. I mean, just all in all, it just keeps the round flowing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You got the rhythm going on. And by the way, folks, Jamar, true gentleman, man. He pulls out the music. He says, "Claude, he said, you know, you mind music?" Okay, nah, it's all good. Then he says, "Hey, what tunes you want?" I said, "Man, whatever you playing, DJ." And he had a great track from Pandora. It was which one?
New Jack Radio on Pandora.
Man, we had a lot of New Edition, some Michael Jackson. There was some Janet going on, some Groove Theory. It was all love out there. And you shot a what?
83.
My man was out here striking the ball, y'all. Striking. First of all, when they pull up, I'm, you know, Lamar and Jamar are out on the putting green. Looks like we should be playing football. These dudes look like linebackers. But we're striking the ball. He shoots an 83. Now the Golf DMV crew, we've been playing up closer than 6K almost of the round. So, like, you know, we're struggling to break 90 post 6,000. So we move up. I've been shooting in the mid-80s. We played from 63 today from the white tees. You got an 83. Tell these guys what I shot.
Shot 89, and my boy was killing today, too.
Birdied
the first hole, mm-hmm. par the next hole. Yeah, it was.
Listen, after two holes, y'all, I was one under. I'm just saying. So, Vern and LB, y'all let me know when y'all ready to move back, because I'm ready to move back. Y'all are holding up the Golf DMV crew. So, Jamar, we've got to get you down. We've got to come down the Lorton area, play some with you a little bit, man, and get you hooked up with Coach B and Charles and all those guys, man. Thanks a lot for joining the show.
Nah, man, sounds like a pleasure. Pleasure meeting you today, man. Look forward to doing it again. So, yeah, let's get it going.
Now time to check in with Lamar Bonds. Y'all know Lamar. He's actually been on the show before. He's my buddy, member at Woodmore. Lamar, just play Enterprise. What do you think of the course, man?
The course is in very good design. Mm-hmm. It's in decent shape, but it's still very challenging, obviously, by my score. So,
now you're one of the longer players, man. I mean, you hit the ball a mile, especially when you get it. You know what I mean? And we've got this thing where we've been playing up closer. Me and some of the Golf DMV crew, we've been playing under 6K, closer to 58, 57. What's your theory on playing closer, even as somebody who hits the ball a mile?
It's all different, and it all depends on the design of the course. Like, for example, at Woodmore, you pay from that 6,300. It's a very challenging course because that's how it was designed for the members. But in actuality, when you pay from the tips, it's a little I wouldn't say easier, but less challenging in a different way because you're using different type of clubs. So, for example, you're playing from the tips, you're going to use driver on every hole except for your par threes. But when you're playing from the member tees, you may be using your hybrids versus your driver. So it just forces a different type of skill set.
Now, as a member of Woodmore, what's some of your favorite other courses around here to play?
I would say I like Blue Mash. Whiskey Creek is way up there. And then up in Baltimore, I do like Kays Valley. It's probably one of my favorite courses to play.
Sweet. And when it comes to Woodmore, give us the rundown. What kind of condition is it?
I would say from it's been its peak since I've been a member, which has been six seasons, it's probably about 85% back to its peak. Last summer was rough from Woodmore. It was rough for a lot of courses in the area. But the crew out there and the new team out there has done a great job with the conditions. So I think it's a great track.
Nice. Getting it done. Lamar, thanks for joining Golf DMV.
Thank you, Rick.
Let me tell you something. The feeling of being under par after two and three holes. Never felt it before, and I probably will never feel it again. But we had a great time. By the way, congratulations to Lamar. He and his wife, Rebecca, just had their second baby, a masculine child. And you know, I'm horrible with remembering things, so I forget the young fella's name. But congratulations, Lamar and Rebecca. Lamar won't be playing golf for a while, and so that might have been his last round for some time. But congratulations on the young fella there. Now, this final course review, we've got Coach B and his wife, Denise, part of our Virginia contingency, man. Listen, I love the VA contingency. Those guys, Charles, man, anytime we have a Golf DMV event up here, I know they came up here for Father's Day for our outing for at Compass Point. We had a 2-day thing going on out there, and we did a show live from Compass Point Father's Day weekend. You can go back to golfdmvpodcast.com, check out the past podcast, and you can listen to that show if you want to check it out. But yeah, they always come up here, man. Love the VA contingency. But Coach B and his wife Denise played Pendleton. Vern reviewed it last week, I think. But this is their home course, and so they're going to let us know what's going on down there in VA with Pendleton. And so yeah, VA contingency. Coach B, Denise, let's go.
We finished our round, first one this year, at Pendleton.
Yes.
What did you think of the course?
I thought the course looked good, considering that in some areas it's under construction. Some of the fairways have been dug up for whatever reason. So.
And it had that massive heat wave last week.
Okay.
7 straight days of 100 degrees.
Okay, so that might have
something. You know, the fairways, I think they took the biggest hit because the tee boxes and the greens were fine.
Right.
But there were places that they had patches.
Right.
Included they were working on.
Yeah. The greens were fast.
Very fast, very fast. I thought you played well, though. I mean,
Thank you.
I thought you played well.
Considering it's been since March.
Right, since we went to Vegas, we'll go off the MV.
Exactly.
For you, right?
Yeah.
And it's been a couple of weeks for me, so it's good to be back. It took us a long time to get to Pendleton, but as you looked at some of the footage that we showed, all new white sand. The sand everywhere is amazing.
Yeah.
And for like Vern, if you think about hole number 3, the first par 3, it was always behind the green. It was nice getting up to the green, but behind the green it was always jacked up. Now there's 4 pristine sand traps. Pristine.
White, like at the beach.
Yeah, it's like they went to Jamaica and just trucked in some sand.
Right.
I talked to the guy that was working when we took the cart back and said, what happened? He said they actually did that at the end of last season, replaced them all, and they got a whole new thing that they're doing for their trap. So if you, a bunker is not a good place to be, but if you're in there, I'm telling you that, it was white and it really looked good.
Yeah.
It really looked good. We paid $42, which isn't bad. Now, Claude, it does not include range balls. I know you on this new thing. Like, if you can't get free range balls, that does not include range balls. They have a $7 bucket and a $10 bucket.
But that's not bad.
It's not bad for here.
Yeah. You know? I don't think it's bad.
The thing that holds us up, we played an hour. These guys are still here. Hour and 40 minutes on the front nine, and we were cooking. We were cooking. 2.5 hours on the back because we ran into these 4, and I mean,
yeah.
God awful. Nope. Usually, when you get a foursome, somebody can hit.
Yeah, you would have thought we were playing behind Fred Sanford, Grady Wilson,
yeah.
Bubba, Woodrow.
And Woodrow. Because they was just laughing, having, but they couldn't hit at all. And it was so frustrating, and it jacked me up because.
Right. Ta-da! Da-da-da-da! Drum roll, please.
Best score I've ever had ever in my life. I actually sent a text to the Golf DMV guys at the turn because they say, don't do that, don't look. I'm like, oh, the hell with that. I'm looking. It felt good. And so I shot a 43 on the front and a 42 on the back for a low score of 85. I've never had an 85 before. I've only broken 90 once, and that was several years ago. So thanks to you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I'm gonna keep this. I've been playing here 13 years. Just
yeah.
So you understand the significance. I've been playing here for 13 years. I've had some good days and I've had some bad days.
Yes.
And today wasn't perfect. But on the front, I had 1, 2, 3 pars. On the back, I had 1, 2, 3, 4 pars. And I was putting for birdie 4 times. Didn't get one of them. But the theory was, like Claude's been saying, you know, just protect bogey, right?
Yeah.
Stop trying to kill yourself from 50 feet away on the putt. It was the iron game. My iron game was LB 2018-like, not 2019.
Yes.
He's working on some things for
yes.
2019.
Yes.
But my short game on iron, it was just, everything was flying.
You played very well.
I felt like Klay Thompson. You know how it is when you're just shooting the 3-ball. It's just going in. I wasn't worried about nothing with the exception of those guys slowing us down on the back. But actually, I was 1 stroke better on the back than I was on the front, so God is good. I was anxious. I wanted to go.
I did not keep score today.
Yeah, but it's your first time coming out since March.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Since March. So there you guys have it. We're still trying to get Claude down here. LB has played before. Vern has played all the time. Oh, other thing, Vern, before I go. they're building houses on the course now between hole 4 and 5. You can't, they reroute you now, yes, because they've gutted a lot of the woods and they're bringing in homes here at the Pendleton area. So around hole number 4 and number 5, and you saw some of the footage of the construction that was on the course. So things are changing out here. You guys got to come out. The prices are still good, but yeah, I think you have a good time.
Come on back, Claude. I miss you. I miss you, Claude.
Come on out. So we'll talk to you guys next time. Glad you were able to join us here at Pendleton Golf Course.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. 85.
All right, in our final Golf DMV Grow the Game initiative / course review check-in for this show is with my buddy Alex, one of my colleagues at WGTS 91.9. And Alex, I guess it's been 4 or 5 months since you've been playing or something like that?
Since I first started, yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's get a checkup on your game. How are you now? Because we did play a 9-hole round in like the scorching heat at Payne Branch.
Yeah, it was a good time, but the heat made it like unbearable.
Yeah.
It was good.
So the state of your game now, what are you thinking right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's safe to say I've improved a lot compared to, obviously, when I first tried to swing a club, it was horrendous. So, yeah, I was like, let me talk to Claude and see if we can get this rolling. And from there, it's just, you know, taking off like a rocket. I've just been obsessed, you know, like watching videos, going to the range almost every day, you know, hitting balls for a couple hours and, you know, just trying to work on it. So I think it's gotten a lot better, but it's still got a long way to go.
Oh, man, we all have a long way to go. Now, here's what's interesting, too, when you start playing the game. I never really watched a ton of golf until I started playing it. Do you watch a lot of, like, the professionals play now, or are you not there yet?
I don't really go out of my way to be like, oh, let me go turn on the Golf Channel and, like, see what's going on. But if I see it, I'll definitely, like, you know, if I see it's on, I'll tune in and see what's going on. Because I definitely learned a lot since then. I've been trying to, like, put more emphasis into it. But, yeah, I don't actively go, like, seek out, like, hey, let me go turn this channel on and see, right, like, you know, see what they're doing, how they're doing. But if it's on, I'll definitely tune in, and it's very interesting to watch. I definitely want to go play more, if not a full round of golf, you know, another 9-hole game and just get used to, you know, what it's like actually playing compared to just being on the range and hitting a ball straight or, mm-hmm, you know, seeing if I can hit it, you know, however far I can. Just get used to what it's like, you know, and like hitting off a hill or hitting in the sand or like that kind of thing, because you can't really get that kind of experience on the range. You have to just go out and play.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to Golf DMV. Man, you know, I hope you had a lot of golf playing this Labor Day weekend. 3-day weekend, there better be some golf happening. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter at GolfDMV1, Instagram, GolfDMV Podcast, on Facebook, just search GolfDMV. And again, if you want us to feature some of your favorite courses and you want to do the course review, we'd love to have you on. Again, just record it on your voice recorder app on your phone and email it to GolfDMVPodcast@gmail.com, and we'd love to feature it. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up, some courses to review, PB Dye, renditions. Some new golfers are getting into the game. Vern did some traveling. LB did some. I did some. We've got some golf stories from on the road, and we're going to share all those coming up in the following weeks. Thank you so much for listening to Golf DMV, everybody. Enjoy.
This is Golf DMV.